notice the statement there at the very beginning, therefore we detest the error of the Anabaptists. So who are the Anabaptists that were being referred to? They have been referred to as the radical reformers. I would liken them to be the Al-Qaeda of the Reformation. They were rebels. And if you want to study how bad they were, you can study the what happened at Munster, Germany, when the Anabaptists took over the city there, and what actually the Lutherans and the Roman Catholics, who were at war with one another, stopped their battles, turned together, united, and attacked the Anabaptists because of what they were doing, the debauchery and the wickedness that was going on there. And so in this time, these are years later, to be an Anabaptist was to be Al-Qaeda, to be the Taliban, and were looked upon as those who were, what they did was they threw, as I wrote down in my notes here, they threw out the baby and the bathwater. Their reaction to Roman Catholic error was, in a sense, here's error with the Roman Catholics, and they went way over here. Okay? And that's what the reaction is. That's not biblical. That's not biblical. So there, you notice we detest them. Isn't that a strong word? Is that something that we use? Have you ever used the word, I detest you? Not all the time. It's not a word that is culturally acceptable today, is it? That's a pretty strong language. Why? Because of what they taught. And notice there, moreover, they condemn the baptism of the infant of believers. So what they go on to say that we should. Why? Notice what it says. We believe these infants or these children of believers should be baptized and sealed with the sign of the covenant. Why? Because of God's work of grace. Abraham in Genesis 17 was circumcised because of the grace of God. He believed the Lord and it was accounted to him for righteousness. In chapter 15, it's recorded, and then 17, God said, okay, here is the establishing of that outward sign that you are mine. And by the way, also all your sons, including your 8-day-old son, will be circumcised as well. Pointing to the grace of God, pointing to that you are separated from the rest of the nations. And so because of the work of God's grace, not because of the man's faith, many in the Christian community say that baptism is something that I do. It's a way that I make a profession of my faith. Now, that doesn't mean that that is not there in adult baptism. But that's not the primary focus. What's the primary focus of baptism? Is it you or is it God? It is God. I baptize you in the person and work of the Father, in the person and work of the Son, and in the person and work of the Holy Spirit. What do? You're passive. The minister applies water on you. And the name of God is placed upon you, the person and work of the triune God. Notice, and I thought this was a fascinating statement. If you go to Leviticus chapter 12, in his defense, there's many other passages you can go to, but notice this one. Leviticus chapter 12, beginning in verse 6. I'll start reading in verse 5. If she bears a female child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as is her customary impurity, and she shall continue in the blood of her purification 66 days. When the days of her purification are fulfilled, whether for a son or a daughter, she shall bring to the priest a lamb of the first year as a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or turtle dove as a sin offering to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And so there you see the offering of a burnt offering and a sin offering for every infant in the Old Testament. There was circumcision, yes, for the male child, 8 days, or which is pointing to the circumcision of Christ, Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. Do you know that you were circumcised? If you believe in Jesus, you were circumcised? Paul says we're circumcised in the circumcision of Christ. Do you know that if you believe in Jesus, you're also baptized into Jesus' baptism? His suffering on the cross and before? And so the Old Testament circumcision pointed to Christ. These sacrifices, these sin offerings and burnt offerings offered for every infant was pointing to Christ. You see that? That's the argument that's here in the text. Notice also, like I said, we could go in Colossians 2:11 through 12. You can read that on your own. Or Acts 2:39, at the beginning of the New Testament church, what does Peter say? This promise is to you and to your children. What promise? The promise of Abraham. The promise of that covenant relationship. In John chapter 1, verse 29, Jesus is referred to as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the earth, world. Pointing to, again, back to this Leviticus passage. If you have any questions about this particular topic, please come and see me afterwards. The focus, again, for me, what was helpful was realizing that the focus of baptism is God, not me, not you. We're the beneficiaries, but not the primary focus. The focus is God. Same thing with the Lord's Supper. What's the focus in the Lord's Supper? It's Christ. It's God. Amen? Amen.